Welcome to this quick demo and description of the new MacBook that came out a couple of months ago in 2015. And this recording is basically done on the first week of July 2015. And I thought I'd just give you a physical description of the MacBook itself and then talk a little bit about the keyboard in particular. Just in case you're wondering about purchasing one and you've previously used a MacBook Pro, a Mac Air, or other Mac device. Okay, so first of all, this particular MacBook is called the MacBook, funny enough. It's extremely light. It's a 12-inch screen, and I've got my Mac Air 13-inch right next to it that I'm recording this demo on, and I can basically lay this whole MacBook on top of my Mac Air keyboard and still have space either side of the MacBook and space front and back. So they've really cut the bezel keyboard down to make it a really concise experience. When the MacBook's closed, it really does almost feel like a slightly larger version of the iPad. And of course, being a small MacBook like the MacBook Air, the back edge is a lot thicker and then it tapers towards the front to very thin. So basically in the middle on the top, on the lid, you've got the very smooth Apple logo, and underneath it, there's nothing besides the feet on each corner to stop it slipping on a table. The left-hand edge towards the back has the USB-C new connector port, and on the right-hand edge towards the back is the 3.5mm headphone jack. And of course, at the front middle, you have the little indent underneath the lid that you can stick your finger underneath and pull the lid up and back. Now, just before I move on to going through the MacBook once it's open, I just want to talk briefly about the charger. So let's grab the charger here. And the charger actually feels like a slightly bigger version of the iPhone or iPad charger. And of course, you have the option to pull off, that I just did, to pull off the connector to extend it if you wish with the extender cable. Let's pop that back on. But the big difference, of course, is the fact that because it's got a USB-C port, you've now got a USB-C cable. With the traditional MacBook laptop chargers, the cable was actually part of the charger. Well, no longer. This is just a straight USB-C cable that I can just pull out and, of course, pop back in again, back into the charger. And, of course, the other end then plugs into the port on the left-hand side at the back on the USB-C port. Now, just keep in mind that this is no longer a magnetic pop-off charger. It actually plugs into the port. And I guess that's the way Apple is going with the MacBook laptops. So I guess in the future we might see a Mac Air or more MacBook Pros, because not only can you use the connector for charging, you can also use it to support other USB style connectors, displays, and so on. And just to give you an idea of what the connector on each end of the USB-C cable probably feels like, if you can imagine a slightly thicker version of a Lightning connector is what the USB-C style connector on each end of this cable actually feels like. So I'll pop that back down. So the MacBook Air is opened and the bezel around the 12-inch diagonal screen is probably about the same thickness, I guess, as I would find on my MacBook Air 13-inch. However, on my MacBook Air 13-inch, I can actually feel the camera on the top bezel of the screen. Well, on the new MacBook, I actually can't feel where the camera is. But just keep in mind, it is there, as well as your internal speakers and microphone, I believe, are on similar places than they are on the MacBook Air 13-inch. I'm not 100% sure, so don't take it as gospel that I may have got those facts correct about the camera, speaker, and microphone locations. But the real difference is when you come down to the keyboard, on my MacBook 13 inch Air, the bezel on the left and right side of the keyboard is quite thick, so I could basically put two fingers side by side comfortably on the bezel on each side of the Mac Air 13 inch keyboard. On the new MacBook itself, the bezel is extremely thin. It's probably the same thickness as the bezel actually on the screen. So that's one way they've reduced the width of the MacBook, by making the bezel a lot thinner. And if we come to the front of the keyboard where we've got our traditional trackpad, and remember on this particular trackpad on the new MacBook, this trackpad is the Force Touch. So when it's off and I try and push on the trackpad, nothing happens. It's not clicking because it's no longer mechanical. It's an electromagnetic trackpad now with the Force Touch that you find on the newer MacBook Pro as of the time of this recording, and of course on the Apple Watch. And with the trackpad, the bezel behind the trackpad and the keyboard is very thin. On my MacBook Air, I can put my finger, if you like, sideways because it's horizontal. I can put my finger on the bezel between the keyboard and trackpad. On the new MacBook, I can't do that. It's so thin. And again, if I come to the front of the trackpad, it's also probably slightly thinner on the new MacBook than it is on the Mac Air 13 inch. Now, let me just explain the keyboard. What they've done is the keys on the keyboard are very, very flat. So they're not, raised up and spaced as much as they are on my MacBook Air 13 inch. So they're actually very, very close together, side by side. And row-wise, they're also very close together. There's not a significant gap between the rows on the keyboard, including the function keys. So that's the first thing you'll notice. The second thing you'll notice is there's no longer any cursor cross at all. On a traditional MacBook laptop, whether it's a Mac Air or a MacBook Pro, or even the Apple Bluetooth keyboard, we've got that traditional cursor cross down the right hand side, the inverted T, and the middle you've got the up arrow at the top, down arrow in at the bottom in the middle, and of course on left and right you've got the left and right arrows. Well, on this new MacBook keyboard, those keys are no longer in a T, they're part of the whole main keyboard. So what they've done is, if I come down to the bottom part of my keyboard and going from left to right, we've got our traditional function key, Control, Option, Command, Spacebar, and then next to that we've got Command, Option again. Then I have a full-sized left arrow key, so the same size as the other keys on the keyboard, i.e. the same size as the key to the left of it, which is the Option key. And then the up and down arrow keys, besides that to the right, are half keys, one above the other. So they actually fill the same width as the function keys at the top of the keyboard, which are quite thin. And then on the right-hand side, you have the full-size right arrow key. So basically, again, in summary about the cursor cross, no inverted T. You've basically got the left arrow key, the right arrow key, and in the middle, two half-size up and down arrow keys. When I come to the top of the keyboard, and as I mentioned, the keys are very close together, and I find locating my hands on the main keyboard is fine because you still have the dot on the F and the J. However, locating myself to the function keys, i.e. F8 for example, if I want to do Control Option or VO F8, I find that still takes me some getting used to because the keys are closer together and the squashiness that I mentioned between the rows of the keyboard as well. The rest of the keyboard is exactly the same layout that you'd have on a normal Mac keyboard. So escape at the top left hand side, the power on at the top right hand side, which is the same as on my Mac Air 13 inch. Slip turn the new MacBook on. I'm going to hold down the power key top right hand side of the keyboard.
Login window. Enter password. Secure edit text as keyboard focus.
Okay, so I'm going to put in my password and press enter.
Welcome to OS X. VoiceOver is on. Finder, Macintosh HD volume.
So that's currently full volume, which is a quite a comfortable volume. Now, the next thing I want to mention about, particularly about the keyboard again, and yes, I am focusing on the keyboard because that's the main interface to the computer. The keys don't travel as far because this is a new style of keyboard from Apple than you would find on a standard Bluetooth Apple keyboard and on your Mac Air or MacBook Pro keyboard at the time of this recording. So if I go into keyboard help with VOK or Control Option K.
Starting keyboard help.
Okay, and if I start hitting the keys.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L.
Okay, the keys are probably going down or feel as they're going down about half the travel that you would normally get on a Mac Air or a MacBook Pro keyboard. In fact, this feels very similar to the Surface Pro keyboard. I think it was called the TouchType keyboard. And again, it felt like the keys weren't traveling that fast. That's what it feels like on this keyboard. You can certainly get used to it. As I said earlier on, I find the main keyboard's fine to type on. I had to get used to the keys not traveling as far, still getting used to the function keys at the top, and I'm still getting used to that squashed way of doing the arrow keys on the bottom right-hand side as well. Now, as I said earlier on about the trackpad, it's an electric magnetic trackpad now, so it's no longer mechanical. So if I now press it now,
double tap, touch.
Okay, as you can tell, I've got the VoiceOver Trackpad Commander on. It really does feel like the whole trackpad actually moves when you tap on it or do a force touch. And as I believe at the moment, there's no extra functionality with VoiceOver in using the force touch feature on the new MacBook with VoiceOver. And of course, the use of the rest of the MacBook in relation to OS X is exactly the same as you would find running it on a MacBook Air or a MacBook Pro. And if I just want to find out what particular configuration this Mac's running, let me just press escape to come out of keyboard help.
Escape, stop in keyboard help.
I'm going to slow the rate down a bit. So VO command right arrow.
Intonation 45%. Voice Alex, rate 50%. 45%, 40%, 35%.
Okay, and of course I was just doing VO command down arrow once I found the rate option. So let me do VOM or Control Option M for my menu.
Menu bar, Apple.
And pull it down with VO down or Control Option down.
Apple, menu, 9 items. About this Mac.
Okay, and enter on about this Mac.
About this Mac application. About this Mac window. System report. Button has keyboard focus.
Okay, let me jump to the top of the window.
Toolbar.
And of course that was VO function left arrow. Now it's going to do VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
OS X Yosemite. Image. Version. 10.10.3. MacBook Retina. 1.2-inch. Early 2015.
Okay, MacBook Retina 12-inch early 2015.
Processor. 1.1 GHz Intel Core M.
Okay, 1.1 GHz Intel. That's the mobile processor.
Memory.
Memory.
8GB 1600 MHz DDR3.
Okay, basically 8GB RAM, etc. And storage-wise, this new MacBook that I had on loan had a 250 gig solid state drive in it. So it ran extremely quickly, as in does my solid state drive on my Mac Air 13 inch. So let me press Command Q to come out of about this Mac.
Finder.
So let me just close this Mac down. So I'm gonna do VOM or Control Option M.
Menu bar, Apple.
And pull it down.
About this Mac.
And type in SHU.
Shut down ellipsis.
And of course, the quick way to shut down any Mac is hold down the Option key.
Shut down.
Okay, and press Enter. And it's off. And close the lid. So that completes this demonstration of the new MacBook, which came out earlier in 2015. And as I said at the beginning, this recording was done in the first week or so of July 2015. So that completes the demo. As usual, thanks for listening and bye for now.